My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And I'm Gwen Static, she, her.
I'm outnumbered.
And
you're listening to...
that's a show on Fox News.
You know, it's so hard to not just turn that into a joke parade. Like, that is my gut instinct with all things, no matter how serious.
Anytime there's a list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outnumbered is a show?
Yeah, it's like they got one shitty guy, and then like four ladies or whatever.
No. One shitty guy versus four ladies.
Yeah. Not
one
in
guy
like
versus all the bees in apartment 23.
Yeah.
All the bees that apartment 23 can hold.
Yeah.
With an apartment 23 full of bees.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Quackstack. It is a monthly show.
It is. And that's it. Welcome back. Welcome back, Gwen.
Otherwise, no rules. Hi, everybody.
Just right. Yeah. You were on tour.
I was on tour. It was great. I want to go again.
Okay.
I don't like being here. Here is boring. Wherever here is, that's just a variable of wherever you are right now. Here
you want
is
to be
boring.
At the next place.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
I like there.
Yeah.
East Coast is really cool. It's my first time spending like actual vacation time on the East Coast and like getting to take it in rather than like, I don't know, driving through it once with my family or like doing that Washington, D.C. trip that everybody takes.
Yeah. It's funny that you categorize it as a vacation because to me, going on tour like that with that kind of schedule seems like the most stressful fucking thing in the entire world.
The thing is, here's my secret, Captain. I'm the chillest person alive.
Okay.
I go with the flow and I just let it all take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't put in the work to make sure shit gets done. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah. I can only worry about so much.
Yeah. You make the plan and that's the best you can do. Yeah.
Exactly. And there were 4 days of straight downtime when we got there. That wasn't
cool.
The plan, but there was like 4 days of just hanging around the Baltimore area.
Okay.
So there's a bar in Baltimore and it claims that it's the place that Edgar Allan Poe was last seen drinking before he died. No evidence that is true. And
I bet
I'm fascinated by this.
There are 8 bars that make that claim.
This one is like the one that makes the biggest claim, at least, okay. You know?
What do you mean by the biggest claim if there's no evidence?
They are known as the place where Edgar Allan Poe was last seen drinking.
They're like the loudest.
Just like urban legend-wise. They also capitalize on it with merchandise and stuff. But just there is no historical evidence to suggest that's actually true, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a cool vacation.
Yeah.
I would have gone to see H.P. Lovecraft's grave if I had realized it was in Providence.
Oh, no.
And I didn't. But I did play with a surf rock band called The Deep Ones. And that's a pretty cool name.
That's a good name for a surf band.
Yeah, there we go. Nice. Any other, like, or any notable standout moments?
Yeah, there's two I want to tell you all about. Both happened in New York City. One was in Brooklyn, the other was in Queens.
Okay.
We did Brooklyn, New Jersey, Queens, 3-day stretch. And you'll probably be most interested in Brooklyn, so I'll save that for second, but it happened first. Queens, though, our show got double booked with a bunch of teenagers playing Power Violence. Do you guys know what Power Violence is?
No.
I'm
not a spry young 35.
Yeah.
I have a non-charitable guess. Like I have a guess that's going to make me sound real judgmental and mean.
No, I kind of want to hear it.
I feel
it.
Like I have a good idea, but wants to hear it. That's sludgy, angry bullshit with a lot of screaming in it.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, the only thing you missed is the songs are less than a minute most of the time.
Okay, fast, sludgy, angry.